Chick-fil-A manager changes tire for 96-year-old World War II veteran. By Amy Furr on July 12, 2019. A Chick-fil-A employee in Severn, Maryland, jumped into action Thursday when a 96-year-old World War II veteran came into his store asking for help. Daryl Howard, who is a manager at the popular restaurant, was working at the front counter when a gentleman known by employees as Mr. Lee came inside acting distressed. Howard's fellow manager, Rudy Somoza, said the man was shaking and almost in tears and told employees he had barely made it to the entrance of the restaurant after his tire went flat. Somoza said that as soon as Mr. Lee finished his sentence, Howard told him that he needed to help this gentleman right now. A photo of Howard changing the veteran's tire was posted to social media by another Chick-fil-A employee and picked up by a local news outlet. "Thank you, Daryl. God bless your heart," employee Sarah Wagner said. "His action of kindness was beautiful," Somoza said of his fellow manager. "Daryl has always been so helpful to anyone in need and deserves this recognition. I thank God I was in the right position to be witness of this touching moment," he told Fox News. Breitbart News reported a similar instance in June that highlighted the quick thinking of a Chick-fil-A employee in Flowery Branch, Georgia, who saved a child's life that was choking to death in a car. Store surveillance footage shows the moment Logan Simmons jumped out the drive-thru window to aid the distraught mother who was yelling for help. He said he used his pocket knife to free the 6-year-old whose neck was tangled in a seatbelt. "I'm still kind of shocked right now myself that all this has happened," Simmons recalled. In December, Breitbart News reported that Chick-fil-A is expected to become the third largest fast food chain in the U.S., surpassing competitors like Subway. The report states that although the restaurant chain has faced rejection from some college campuses because of their Christian values, it is expected to expand in states like Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Ohio to compete with larger fast food chains.